All right, a short devotional just to stir your thinking. Trust and thankfulness, two T words that are not often found together in our thinking. We are trusting. It's almost like when there's a problem, we have to trust in God. And then when blessings, we're thankful. But let me encourage you tonight to get a hold of both of those, trust and thankfulness. I'll just say this, trust and thankfulness will get you safely through this day, any day. What happens is that trust protects you from worrying and obsessing because you're trusting God to handle things that you can't handle. That's what really worries us, what's beyond our control. And it's His control, right? So we're great. And then thankfulness keeps you from the sister sins of criticism and complaint. I guess I could have said the brother sins, but anyway, sister sins sounded easier to say. Criticism, complaint. You know, it's, everything's bad, and I don't like that, and I ought to do it this way. And, but if you have a spirit of thankfulness, then you're saying, well, this wasn't the best, but wow, it could have been a lot worse. You're thankful. So, to be clear and to be precise in this, be sure to center your trust and thankfulness on God. I hear a lot of people talking about being thankful and so on, but who are you giving the thanks to? You're just being thankful, you know. But being thankful actually means giving thanks. And that implies there's somebody there that you're thanking. So are you wrenching your arm around and patting yourself on the back? Boy, I did such a great job. I thank you for being such a good person. No, let's thank God and trust in Him. Focus, center on God. Now, this is a choice that you will have thousands of times a day. Because whenever you are at a place where it's, oh no, then you focus your trust on God. If you're at a place where you say, I don't know if I like that, this is where you need thankfulness to God. Things that seem upsetting, when you can actually thank God for it, it just changes the way you think. You begin to see, well, maybe there's a reason for this. Maybe there's something here that will help me, that I will be better for it, you see. So, the more you trust, the easier it becomes. Thought patterns of trust become etched into your brain. That's the way, I heard that these, you see pictures of a brain, of those crevices, those convoluted things. What happens is that as thoughts go over and over again, it kind of falls into a place in the brain. And so that thought becomes easier. So, centering your thinking on God, your troubles are pushed to the sides of your mind. Now this is maybe not the best way to say it, but putting your trust on God first, it brings the troubles below, and you have a way of approaching it now, rather than pushing to the sides where you're not thinking about the troubles. Sometimes that's the best. When you, there's nothing you can do about it, just let it go. But my wife and I don't know where we picked up, let it go, you know. But that's one of those things where we say to each other, just let it go. We can't do anything about it, and it's not killing us, so just let it go. All right. Focus on God, trusting that He will perfectly meet your concerns. May not be in the way you imagine or that you would have chosen, but he will perfectly meet your concerns. This means that he will not load you with more than you can properly handle, because he expects us to handle things that he gives us. So he's careful with that. And he will not deprive you of what you really need. One preacher said that, he says, if I find out tomorrow that I'm going to be blind, he says, then I will know that I will not need my sight to honor God. This is a way to think about it, see. This is a way to say, my goal is not to enjoy my life. My goal is to serve God. And some of the people that I've been most impressed with, I think, are the people that have had what I would call a handicap, and they didn't think of it as a handicap. They were just serving God in the midst of it. So you are encouraged in thankfulness. And it's a good feeling to be encouraged. Thankfulness, and this is why I always begin my prayer time by thanking God. I just automatically get my mind thinking about all the reasons I have to thank God. And by the time I'm done with that, I'm just convinced and amazed how often God has answered my prayer, how God has answered it even when I didn't think to ask, and I'm encouraged. Let me close then with the verses that teach all these things. Psalm 141:8. Listen to this testimony. But mine eyes are unto thee. That's the focus. See? Mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. God here, capital G-O-D, is Jehovah, and Lord is Adonai, the Lord, the Master. Jehovah the Master. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. And literally the Hebrew is, make not my soul bare, barren. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face beholding, looking at, staring at, meditating on, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. We're beholding the Lord. Our eyes are on him, you see. When that happens, we are changed into the same image, into the image of Christ. From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, or of the Lord the Spirit. So it's not a thing of I'm doing. It's that wonderful magical thing of spirituality. Colossians 2:6-7, his prayer: as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, received him as your Savior, so walk ye in him. And here's the thing: rooted and built up. Two pictures of a tree or some plant rooted, and then a building that is built up. And so the establishment is our salvation, and now rooted and built up in him, and established, foundation is secure in the faith as you have been taught. So what you take what you've been taught, and then you abound therein with thanksgiving. Don't forget the thanksgiving part. Don't just be the person that says, well, I'll try to get through another day. With thanksgiving. And our example is Christ, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author or beginner of our and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So looking unto Jesus, who was the beginning and finisher of our faith. And let me close with 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him. Get that burden off your back and leave it off your back. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You can count on that, his promise and his love.